Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cheeto Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsilac hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cheeto Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harper hits a line drive for a single. Davis moves to third. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mac moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tapani. Ripken moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knobloch fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gagne covering. It's a double play. Ripken scores. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoblauch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Melvin for a passed ball. Puckett moves to third. Davis moves to second. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Milligan trying to get to third. Gladden throws the ball into Pagliarulo, who tags Milligan for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gagne fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Mack reaches second base with a double. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo bunts towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. 1 out. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Al Newman pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Gladden reaches third base with a triple. Newman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Chuck Knobloch. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Leo is now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Orsolac is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsolac takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Newman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Evans scores. Orsalak moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Orsalak moves to third. Davis moves to second. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Bell now playing second base. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Davis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Davis reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack is walked intentionally. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Horn pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.